My guest today is director and choreographer David Loudermilk. He teaches at Cape Fear Academy, but he's also very involved with Thalian Association Children's Theater. David T. Loudermilk won the Wilmington Theater Award last year, Best Director of a Children's Production for Guys and Dolls, which he directed for TACT. And David, welcome, first of all, and thanks for coming.
Thanks, Jamila. Thank you for having me.
Now, you sort of grew up with TACT, didn't you, here in Wilmington?
In my later years, yeah. I met Michelle Reif through her daughter. We went to college together, and we would come down to Wilmington to see shows, and then I kind of got involved that way.
Oh, I thought you'd been one of the kids in productions. Okay. Well, good, but you definitely made a bond there and have continued to work with
the company. My first show that I worked
on
was in 2008, and it was Tied to the Tracks.
Okay. What you're working on right now, which opens tomorrow night, is Disney's High School Musical. Tell folks a little bit about how this show got started, the original show, and then when it's become all these various productions of it all over the world, really.
Yeah. It originally started as the movie, which the first movie, I think, came out in 2006 or 2007 about. And then from there, I think it was just this great phenomenon for kids. Obviously, it was pre-Glee, so it was just a chance for kids, especially the arts kids, to bond with someone. And then, of course, there was the second and third movie, and then they had, like, the concert tour. And and then, luckily, Musical Theater International has turned it into a stage production, which they have a stage production of all three of the shows. And, of course, we're doing the first one.
All right. Your production features 40 children and two adults, and you've been rehearsing it since May.
About May 9th, I think, is when we started.
All right. Talk about working with those 40 children and two adults, and then kind of give us a sense of those folks who haven't seen it, the story, the plot.
The two adults are the hardest to work with. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
They're listening right now. You are in so much trouble.
These, like, for me, they're like my own kids. The dedication and the love that they have for theater and for this show is just amazing. And it's been great putting 40 children on that stage. Honestly, the hardest thing is finding room to put all of them on the stage because it's a little small when you put 40 kids up there. But no, it's been a blast. The storyline, for those who may not know it, and how you don't know it, shame on you. But it's a story of Troy and Gabriella, who met at a ski lodge on New Year's Eve. And he's your typical basketball player, jock, and she's your typical brainiac, kind of bookworm. They fall in love, and they find a passion both for singing, but that doesn't fit into their stereotypes. And so the show is just really about breaking stereotypes and, you know, not always sticking to the status quo that they tell you to.
And it's also all about all the relationships and ups and downs and peer pressure and whatnot that is part of being in high school.
Yeah.
And isn't the show worked around that they're putting on a High School Musical?
They are.
And so all these characters come into play.
Yeah, there are three things that go on during the show. There's the decathlon that the science students have, the championship basketball game, and the auditions for the winter musical Juliet and Romeo.
Oh, okay. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of David T. Loudermilk. He's directing and choreographing for Thalian Association Children's Theater, or TACT, Disney's High School Musical. Now, a lot of folks are familiar with the music from the show. Can you mention a couple of song titles or sing a little bar?
Oh, I won't sing. I leave that to the kids. Yeah, I mean, the opening number is what's called the Wildcats Cheer, which everyone knows. But I think what they know best probably is We're All in This Together. That was the phenomenon that happened. In fact, I bet most of them have probably danced along to the choreography, which you may see a little bit of in the show this weekend, and then probably stick to the status quo. The stage production wrote two new songs when they put it out, called Cellular Fusion, which is kind of like a modern Telephone Hour from Bye Bye Birdie, and Counting on You, which is another song that was not in the production. They also turned Gabriella's solo of When There Was Me and You into a duet that her and Troy sing, and that's Drew Lohman and Carly Krasnopol, and they sound phenomenal, and they're backed by a group of, literally, they sound like singing angels.
Oh, that's great. No, Drew, he's a great talent, a wonderful kid. Your musical director is Michelle Reif, so she's been working with the kids?
Yep. I would say of the show, like the hardest thing, everyone knows the music so well, but when you actually get into it, you don't realize the complexity of how difficult some of like the rhythms and the when they split during Status Quo and they're singing against each other, the people who want them to join and like break out of their molds and the people who don't. It's this amazing counterpoint that the people have written. And you kind of miss that, like the difficulty. You don't realize how hard it is.
Mm-hmm. And how about the choreography? Have you used original choreography or have you done some of your own?
It's all my own except for I did take a little bit of the We're All in This Together dance because everyone knows it so well. The first time that they perform it, they do that. And then I took my take on it and they do that as well. So it's kind of a little bit of both, but most of it's all my original choreography.
So Michelle Reif is your musical director. Mm-hmm. Who's doing your costumes and sets and lights?
Costumes are done by Nydia Hall. And then my sets and lights are designed by Lance Howe.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. If I could play devil's advocate for a moment, if somebody has already seen movies 1, 2, and 3 and maybe several stage productions here in town, why should they come and see your production that opens tomorrow night at the Hannah Block Historic USO? What should pull them in?
I would say the two things are just the quality of productions that Thalian Association Children's Theater puts on. I don't think I've ever seen a bad show that they've put on. And on top of it, I mean, it's just such a feel-good show. I think I could watch. I've actually directed it once this year, and this is my second time. But I could do it 100 times because the music and the story and just the idea of we should all live harmoniously together no matter how we fit into the world. It's just like it makes you feel good and you walk out singing the songs no matter what.
Well, it's a good message for kids to be working on a show that teaches that message because high school is so difficult that way in terms of peer pressure and fitting in or not fitting in, trying to strike out and be your own person and then maybe getting slapped down or getting too much attention. Mm-hmm. And then you get kind of stuck in that identity and it isn't really who you want to be. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of that. What's been challenging about this show? You said the music has been challenging. How about scheduling with all these kids?
It's been hard. This schedule at the end of the year, you know, everyone's graduating and everyone's doing everything for end of school. And we're all wrapping up, myself included, having been a first-time teacher for this year. It's a difficult time. But, I mean, the kids were there and I never had to ask them, oh, you weren't here. Let me go over this choreography. They would always just grab someone and, like, learn on the side. Just the dedication that these kids have to theater blows my mind.
Now, the show is High School Musical, mm-hmm. and it opens tomorrow night at 7.
Correct.
At the Hannah Block Historic USO at 2nd and Orange. Then you have a Friday night show at 7, mm-hmm. two shows on Saturday, 3 and 7, and then your final show is the Sunday matinee at 3. Okay. The tickets are $12 at the door. And you should be able to get a seat. There's quite a few seats. But, you know, a lot of these kids, well, wait a minute, with 40 kids in the show and all their parents yeah. and sisters and brothers, maybe you should call ahead. This is good. Here's the number, 910-251-1788. Again, 251-1788. And if you'd like more information on Thalian Association Children's Theater, including a schedule of the TACT Academy classes, you can go to the website thalian.org. David, are you teaching any classes with the Academy?
I'm not.
Yeah, you're pretty busy teaching at Cape Fear Academy.
Yeah, that keeps me busy.
Right. Anything else you want to tell us about the show that would just make folks want to show up and participate in all the fun?
I think just Wildcat Pride.
Wildcat Pride. Yeah. It's a production of Thalian Association Children's Theater, Disney's High School Musical, featuring 40 local children, 2 adults, David T. Loudermilk directing and choreographing, Michelle Reif as the musical director. And again, you can call ahead for your tickets, 910-251-1788. Just 5 shows between tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon. David, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. This is WHQR.